13 years ago, Caroline Sheridan and her husband Doug opened a glassblowing studio in an old Stanton warehouse. And despite a lengthy recession that bankrupted many a business, their enterprise, called Sunspots Glass Studios, has grown steadily as tourists ventured off the highway.
We're at the cross-section of I-81 and I-64, and so we put cards out along places on the highway where tourists might stop that say glass blowing, and they pick those up and they come in our door.
Deb Lindner and Mike Leahy, for example, sit quietly on the bleachers watching resident artist Seth Hendrick create a vase.
You know, where you walk into one of these doors and you think, oh, how beautiful all these pieces are, and I've never seen it made before, so it's just fascinating to see.
Caroline Sheridan says that's a typical reaction to what seems like magic as sand, lime, and ash are transformed.
You see the big red circular oven over there with the bright orange flames shooting out of it, and that is a reheating oven called the Glory Hole, and it's 2100 degrees. Just in the time that you're sitting here, somebody's going to take basically what is a formless, melted blob and turn it into a beautiful object.
And even after the objects take shape, it's not clear what color the finished products will be. First, they must cool in what looks like a freezer chest.
It's almost kind of like Christmas every day when we open up a kneeling oven, it's called, and pull out what was made the day before and look at it.
3,000 to 5,000 visitors are expected to look during this weekend's Hot Glass Festival, a free event that will showcase 24 glass artists from around the country. Seth Hendrick is excited to watch this small band of brothers and sisters work.
There's a lot more people will be able to get involved with glass through schools because it's made its way into a lot of, you know, major universities and art schools and even community colleges in the Southeast. But right now, kind of tight-knit group.
And watching the weather forecast, he's prepared with the two best things a glassblower can have.
A lot of water and just love of the art.
In addition to glassblowing, the fest will feature jewelry making, stone carving, and yes, Virginia, there will be wine tasting.
Also during the festival, we'll have a kids' table set up where kids can draw things that they would like to see made out of glass, and the artists will pick some of those to make. We call it the Kids Challenge, and the artists love to do that.
Sunspot Studios is in downtown Stanton. Activities are planned Saturday from 9 to 6 and Sunday from 10 to 5. I'm Sandy Houseman.